Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Laurie Wyman, starring Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. Well, what does the word seal mean to most of us? Apart from a bucket full of fish at the circus and playing Yankee Doodle Dandy on a lot of motor horns with an awful lot of... But the sort of seal I had in mind is all that red wax muck you find on the back of envelopes. In the Royal Navy, the most ominous of these envelopes is the one that contains what's known as sealed orders. And there are orders of this variety on their way to Lieutenant Murray and Sub-Lieutenant Phillips as they wait in the anteroom to the Admiral's office at Portsmouth.
Morning, Flag Lieutenant. The Admiral sent for us.
Yeah, we don't know why, but whatever it is, we apologize.
Profusely.
And what was it?
Oh, search me out, I haven't got a clue. He's got the lot in there with him, you know. Captain Pervier, the Director of Naval Expenditure, Mr. Berryvale, security boys, the lot.
Good gracious, that sounds as if we're going to cop a rocket, make the pay for the damage, and promise to shut up about it afterwards.
Wouldn't be at all surprised. Oh, yes, Admiral.
Are those idiots from Cartridge here yet?
Yes, idiots present to correct, sir. Just this moment arrived, sir, spot on time, sir, right on the dot,
oh,
sir.
Shut your cake hole and wheel them in.
Cake hole button down, sir. And Troutbridge idiots approaching at the rush now, sir.
Oh, thank you very much.
In you go, chap. Mustn't keep the Admiral waiting.
No. Come along, Mr. Tip.
Be a brave sailor.
This way.
I'd much rather go that way, actually.
Oh, come on.
Do stop messing about in the doorway. There's a draft. Sit down over there.
Oh, thank you, sir.
How jolly kind of. Ooh. Sorry, pardon.
There are two chairs, Sub-Lieutenant. You needn't sit on your number one's lap, you know.
Yes, perhaps a chair might be more comfortable. You have got rather bony knees, sir.
No, I have
not got bony knees.
You have. They're all lumpy and bumpy, sir.
My knees are perfectly normal. They're not bumpy or lumpy.
They are.
They're not.
Well, shut the door now, Weatherby. We're all here.
Now is the time to preserve security at all costs.
Here. What's going on here? What's he locking us up for? We're being kidnapped. Please, help, please.
Don't do me quiet, I am the police.
James, what did he do?
Oh, heavens to Betsy, you never know this was my office, would you? Oh, wait. Got here at last, have you?
I've been here all the time, sir. I was here when you arrived.
Well, never mind that now, I'll hear your excuses later. Tell these two fools what this is all about, will you?
Yes, and it's about time, I'm getting in a panic.
Well, then kindly shut up whilst I explain. You see, this present situation is...
Admiral.
Oh, do get on with it, Povey.
How can I say you haven't told me what it's all about yet?
You're just full of feeble excuses this morning, aren't you, Povey?
Oh, he always is, sir. Talks about one after another, sir. Never a lot.
Flag.
Sir.
Cake hole.
Shutting it down, sir.
I'll believe that when it happens. Weatherby, give the idiots the picture, no?
Yes, sir, but of course, sir. Yes. Now, you are all... Oh, do pay attention. And by all, I mean everyone in this room. You are all, everyone is in this room. You're on the top security restrictions. You can't leave.
Lummy.
I'm going out with Heather.
Hard luck. You're in the cage, but the bird's outside.
Oh, never mind Murray's
Now, what about me? Admiral, I must protest. Hmm? I can't stay here. But my dear wife, Ramona, would never believe it. Will never understand it. Well, she's preparing a baked bean on toast for my team.
Why? Shut up, the lot of you. I may as well explain the whole thing myself. It'll save time in the long run. You're all about to take part in a top-secret exercise.
Yes, absolutely, yes. Now, this is full security. Full security and all that. Great three.
Beg your pardon.
Oh, you have to explain it all, don't you? These exercises are placed under three grades of security, number one. Secret, top secret, and shh.
And this one is ordered to say...
shh. Exactly. By you know who.
Now, I want you to clearly understand that nobody can leave this building until... nobody can leave this building until the exercise commences.
But my big bean on toast, it'll go off.
Bang, probably. Now, look, this is the position. Up to now, on all these blasted space shots, it's always been an American naval ship that has the job of picking up the capsule thing when it splashes down. Now, some scientific twit and woomerer has had the idea that our Navy ought to have a bit of a try at space capsule recovery.
Oh, most advisable. Good thinking. Highly commendable. Ought to have been tried years and years ago, yeah. Cake holder?
Definitely cake hole, Flag.
Tugbridges to sail to Australia, sir?
Unfortunately, no.
My word, that's a relief. For the moment, I got the mental picture of the bills for all the oil they'd use and 9,000 miles of damage for the shipping. It wasn't a pretty sight. Wasn't a pretty sight. Every time Tugbridge sails anywhere, my department has to recommend to the Chancellor of the Exchequer that he's going to require another emergency budget. When they sailed to the Isle of Wight, they cleaned us out of every penny, including what we kept in reserve and stamped in. Even my luncheon vouchers went for the button.
I was talking, you know.
No, you couldn't have been, Admiral. I was listening all the time. I'd be prepared to swear it was my voice I heard. I recognize it.
I'm surrounded by them, that's the trouble. Now, look here, we're going to simulate a space shot. At this moment, HMS Makepeace is leaving an empty space capsule somewhere in the North Sea, and in 1 hour's time, you lot from Troutbridge will be towed the splashdown area. Once at sea, you can open the envelope which tells you the precise point where the capsule has landed. Then you just sail out there and get it back.
I say, how jolly exciting. What's he talking about?
I'll explain later.
Righto, bumpy knees.
Once and for all, I have not got...
You have, you know. And lumpy.
Mr. Phillips, as your senior officer, the contours of my knees should hardly concern you.
Trust you to pull rank. Just because you've got bumpy and lumpy knees.
I have not.
You have.
Oh, don't start that again, for pity's sake. Or the exercise will be over, and the capsule will have sunk whilst we're all looking at his knobbly knees.
They are not my... You take your part, sir.
Well, don't bother, then. Oh, they're your knees, not mine.
Well, stand by to put to sea. In the meantime, shut up, the lot of you. We're all under strict security silence. Could I just ring my dear wife, Ramona, about my baked bean on toast?
No, you blasted well can't. I hope the ghastly thing gets old and wrinkled waiting for you.
I don't like it at all. Number one and Mr. Phillips have been in the Admiral's office a flaming long time.
Here, you think they're in trouble, Chief?
Worse than that. I think I might be.
What have you been up to, then?
Well, nothing, Johnson. Absolutely nothing. This morning?
Aye, aye. What about last night?
Well, that's different.
Yeah, I thought it might be. Who lost what and how much of it, and if it was mine, give us it back.
You know, you will jump to conclusions, won't you? Look, it was merely that there was nobody else about. Unless it was obviously so dangerously loose, I thought it my duty to remove it before it fell on somebody and did him a vast unfortunate.
Oh, yeah? What went and whose was it?
You must know it was all that new lead on the roof of the Admiral's office.
Oh, well, that's not so bad, is it? I mean, a little good morning. Come back here. No, Tar, I want to find Taffy. Fix myself up with an alibi for last night.
You stay where you are, you fair weather friend.
I'd just like to point out that perhaps there was notice it's only in the rough weather you want me as a friend. And if we get any rough weather, I don't want to be your friend when the Admiral gets soaked and pelted with lumps of ceiling.
Johnson,
the workmen have only just finished putting that lead back after you pinched the last lot.
Well, that lot looked unsafe at all.
And that concludes the defence, my lord. 3 years bid, who'll give him five? Now, come along, gents. Do I hear 7 years hard labour? It's a worthy cause. Give generously.
Look, you'll hear a dirty great bong on your bonk when I've dealt you with a lump of that lead in a minute.
Watch it, watch it. Here comes number one of Mr. Phillips. And boy, the expression on their faces.
Well?
Ta-da, see you in 7 years.
Can I put
to sea,
Chief?
Yeah,
eh?
Put to sea?
Well, perhaps they're going to make you walk the plank instead.
Yeah, well, if they are, and they want to tie a weight around their boots, I know who it's going to be.
Now, come along, Chief, come along. What are you waiting for? Get aboard and meet us on the bridge.
Now, I think he prefers to stand down here at the bottom of the gangway, sir. You see, it's easy for him to run away in the dockyard than on board. Oh!
Oh, sorry, Pat, throw me foot slip.
No, it didn't. It stopped dead on Fatso.
Oh, no. Excuse me, gent, might one ask where one is sailing to?
One could ask. But one can't be told about it.
Oh, and why not?
Top secret.
Why is everybody talking like that?
I don't know, but I wish they wouldn't. I mean, I wish they'd stop. Oh, blast!
What a funny lot. Must be a nervous habit.
Well, it's giving me goose pimples. And we still don't know where we're going, do we?
Nope. Now, I'm sorry we can't tell you, chaps, but sealed orders and all that, you know? They're not to be opened until we're at sea.
Oh, come on, tell us now, sir, please. Look, it's perfectly all right, sir. I'm in Perth, we're at sea already.
Oh, a lot on the ocean way.
Chief.
A lot on the ocean way. Oh,
Chief.
Having one foot on the dockyard and one foot on the gangway does not constitute being at sea.
It's my best offer.
No, it isn't. Get them all at once and onto the bridge.
Now then, with the following wind of 2 and 6 a pound, and no holds barred, and all the rest have 31.
Is it?
And taking into account that all distances are measured from Charing Cross,
is it?
Except on Thursday, which does 28 to the gallon, I'd say, excluding offcuts and overtime, left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, it is, sir.
Ah, oh, thanks very much. That. I saw that.
So what, sir?
You gave it a bit of left hand up a bit.
How terribly careless of me, sir. I apologize.
It wasn't careless at all. You did it deliberately, and I want to know why.
Well, if you insist, sir, I thought it was just our luck that this would be the one time when you took us to the correct place. And Pertwee doesn't want to go until he knows what this exercise is all about.
Look, sir, please. Look,
what is happening? What are we doing out here?
Well, I've told the rest of the ship's company, and as we're now entering the splashdown area, I suppose it's safe to tell you.
Yes, of course, it's a splashdown area. Oh, we're going to get 20 tons of red hot scrap iron right down our funnel.
Of course we're not. This is just an exercise.
But it's one that Pertwee doesn't want to practice.
Put it down, though. Give it all you got, leg. I'll pay for the fuel.
Pertwee, stop that. What we're looking for is just an empty space capsule which HMS Makepeace left out here.
And precisely why did they leave it? What was wrong with it? I'll lay 64, it was ticking. Right, I've heard enough.
Put a stand moon. See that, it's all round. Anyone seen the Padre?
I just knew he'd take it like this. The capsule is only a dummy sheet. There's nobody inside it.
Oh, I don't suppose there's room. It'll be chock full of bang, and where did everybody go?
Sort. The whole object is to give us practice in recovering a space capsule from the water in case it should ever be necessary in the future.
Exactly. And if we know how to pick up a space capsule, it also means we can pick up a warhead off a rocket that has failed to explode, or the nose cone of a... I'm not cheering you up very much, am I?
No, sir, you're blaming well on.
Bridge number one speaking.
Starboard lookout, yes, sir. Leading Seaman Goldstein, Captain. About this chunk of rocket I'm supposed to be looking for. If you ask me, it must have sunk.
Goldstein, we're only...
Serve them right, I say. I mean, if only they used good Welsh coal as fuel in their rocket, then the capsule wouldn't come down at all.
No, don't talk.
They just won't learn, you see. launch one of those space rockets with a couple of stokers and a few tons of best Welsh nuts aboard, and they'd be twice round the moon before you could say saucepan vach.
That's
perfect. Have to give them a fair old bit of warning when you did want the thing to come back, mind. Because once Welsh nuts get burning proper, they take a bit of dumping down.
So does the Welsh nut we've got.
Kelsey, are you sure you can't see the thing?
Oh, not a sign, sir. Oh, no, no, wait a minute. There she is, all bobbing about ever so pretty.
Put a stand by!
The Major Patton.
Hurt me, I shan't warn you again.
I can see the capsule now, sir. Fancy our finding it like this. Just goes to show, doesn't it?
Show what?
Well, there is such a thing as blind faith. Come alongside now, sir.
Stand by to spring out the gantry and winch the beastly thing in.
Aye, aye, sir.
Winch manned and also connected to the floating tin at Oona, Caesar. Right. Winch in.
Oh, dear.
Winch in.
What's happening? Why have we gone over at such an angle? Our starboard rail is nearly in the water.
Help! Here, instead of winching that thing up, we're pulling ourselves over and down onto it.
Cool. Must be jolly heavy.
Bridge?
Engine room here, sir. Lieutenant Krieg speaking. Under a certain amount of difficulty, I might add. We seem to be at an angle of 45 degrees down here, sir. And there are oil cans and nuts and bolts and all sorts of mechanical gubbins flying about. It makes it terribly difficult to concentrate, sir. I was going to ask the lad down here who knows all about these things what was happening, but he seems to have a problem of his own. Well, he's had it all day, as a matter of fact. I think it was the curry he had at the treat just before we sailed. It turned out to be no treat at all, sir.
Oh, not again. You really ought to stick to water biscuits.
Oh, I suggested that. Yes. Unfortunately, just as he was beginning to perk up a bit, we suddenly went over at a terrific angle, you see. That's given him another very real problem. As far as I can gather, wherever it is that he keeps disappearing to this morning is now on the uphill side of the ship. He's what you might call stuck downhill, you see, sir. One can tell by that haunted look in his eyes that he wants to get up there again. The gradient is proving a thing too steep for him. There's nothing for him to hold on to. Even if there was, I'm not sure he'd dare to leave go of what he's holding on to now.
Well, I'm very sorry, Mr. Queen, but we are under a certain amount of difficulty up here, too.
Oh, I thought you might be. Yes. I mean, we're all in the same boat, aren't we, sir? Oh. You could straighten us up long enough for the lad to nip across on an even keel. Wherever it is he had in mind, I think you'd be doing him a very real service, sir.
Well, we're doing what we can.
Oh, I'm sure you are, sir. I'm sure you are. Now, just tell the lad, and I'm sure he'll want to express something. His attitude or something like that. Just as soon as he gets back from wherever it is he'll be going, if you can straighten up his day. My best to all up there, sir.
Right, gentlemen, we'll have one more go at getting that capsule out of the water. Start the winch again, Chief.
Ahoy there!
What did you say, Chief?
Oh, I didn't say anything. It must be Father Neptune calling it to a watery doom.
Ahoy there!
No, it isn't. It's Mother Neptune.
Don't be ridiculous. It must be another ship hailing us. Ahoy there! Whoever said, ahoy there. Which side of the ship are you?
The side with the propeller 20 feet out of the water.
Lummy. It's a girl. I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Oh, charming, isn't it? Charming. Pertwee's staring Davy Jones's locker straight in the open doorway and he's working out his next snog.
Do go away, madam. Sherpa Pertwee is climbing up for a chat.
Jim, after him before
he... Philip!
I'm up here, sir! She's a cracker!
Oh, yes, you would be. I was forgetting it was a woman's voice. Don't say anything until I get there. What sort of a ship is it?
It looks like a Russian trawler, sir.
Good gracious. Well, let me speak to the captain.
I am the captain.
I say. Let's ask her down to the wardroom for a noggin.
I refuse to come to your wardroom for a snoggin.
Blimey, she's got good ears.
That's not all she's got, actually. Who said Russian women all look like tractors?
quiet.
Can we help you?
Yes. The question I want to ask you. First your ship goes boop, boop, boop all over the place. Then it stops and lies down on its side. I think you need a system.
And you're dead right, Madam Comrade.
We do.
We do not.
Well, one of us does. Over the arm of the booze and chair, madam. 21 people in the school asylum. Put it in Moscow. But about to receive a fellow traveler, madam.
He'd do it, you know. He'd do it. With tractors built that shape, so would I.
Why does your capitalistic overdog of a petty officer wish to desert your imperialistic ship?
Because the imperialistic ship is tied to a capitalistic capsule. It's liable to go off to the right royal imperialistic bang.
This is a joke, Don?
Yes.
Great Stalin's glorious people's trousers went all to
No, 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 wait.
Yes, wait. Put ahead both superior rocket engines and left hand down to your
business. Oh, oi, come back, madam. Madam, you madam, madam.
Gone. And never called me much.
That's not what I was hoping she'd call me, actually.
Don't do stop crooning, Mr. Phillips. Right, let's have the last go at getting that confounded thing out of the water. One more heave should do it.
Yeah, one way or the other.
I really must protest. Hmm? I thought when you let the crew of Troutbridge leave your office, you'd let me go home to my baked bean on toast as well.
And you were dead wrong, weren't you, Povey? We all have to stay locked up here until Troutbridge gets back with that blasted capsule and the exercise is over. Flag?
At your side, sir. Never left, sir. Ready and willing, sir. Your word is my command, sir. Nothing is left too much trouble, sir. That's what I'm here for, sir. Did you call, sir?
I'm blowed if I can remember now. Oh, yes. What's the latest?
65 for three, and we're batting, sir.
About the exercise, you clown.
Oh, that, sir. Troutbridge has been sighted coming into the dock and is believed to have the capsule aboard her, sir.
What the blazes?
It is my responsibility to open the door.
Then for pity's sake, open it!
Oh, come in.
I intend to. Stand aside. I demand to see the manager.
No, good grief, my wife.
Henry Povey, don't dare say another word until I know what you're charged with.
I'm not charged with anything.
Nonsense, you must be. Otherwise, what are you locked up for?
Madam, you with a dreadful hat. What are you doing in here? This is a top security room. How did you get past the guard?
Clobber them with Mibroli, of course.
No, I'm ruined.
Now, what has he been up to? And it better be something pretty serious, because you've completely shriveled up his little baked bean. Hey, you, Skinny.
I beg your pardon.
Open the door. I'm going home to write a full report to my MP.
Oh, let her out, Flag, for goodness sake, before she runs amok with that blasted umbrella.
Door open, Mrs. Purvey.
And about time, too. Stand aside, Ramona's leaving. Hello? Who are this lot? More just Carpo, I suppose.
I beg your pardon. Where from Miss Troutbridge?
Well, I am warning you. If there's a single bruise on him when he gets back, I shall take him to the United Nations as an exhibit.
Well, wonders will never cease. You got back.
Yes, sir. And we have the capsule on board.
I can't believe it.
Oh, it's absolutely true, sir. Mind you, we had a terrible time lifting it.
Yes, sir. You didn't tell us it had been chained down.
Chained down? What was that?
It's a thunderstorm. You didn't drop one.
Yet.
Hello? Admiral's office, Captain Purvey here.
Hello. This is intelligence speaking.
The awful thing is, I bet you were hand-picked for that department.
Oh, very droll. We've just received an urgent signal, sir. One from a Russian trawler that's stuck on a sandbank in the North Sea.
What?
Yeah. The lady captain claimed that they were deliberately lured onto it by a British frigate while removing the channel marker buoy.
British frigate removed the...
I might have known you, bungling idiot. That was a navigational marker buoy, and you pulled it off its concrete mooring.
Blimey, no wonder it was so flaming hard to pull up.
Excuse me, sir, are you there? There's also another signal from HMS Makepeace. She was on her way back from dropping the capsule, sir.
Go on.
Well, I can go on, sir, but she can't. See, she said some idiot has removed the channel marker buoy, and she's gone aground on a sandwich.
Oh, good grief. I suppose she wouldn't be anywhere near the Russian...
Right alongside, dear. I understand they're swapping vodka for gin.
Thank you very much.
What the blazes is going on, Poe?
Quite a lot, sir. It's these fools. They've removed a marker buoy and got a Russian trawler and a British destroyer stranded side by side in the middle of the North Sea.
Povey, how on earth did you manage to get these men of yours so well trained?
I beg your pardon?
A fine example of British naval initiative.
It's going to happen again. I know it. They're going to get off.
I congratulate you, chaps. Very quick thinking.
Oh, Johnny Nice of you, sir. Johnny Nice. What do we do, actually?
Well, knowing a top security exercise was being spied on by a foreign ship, you took immediate steps to run her aground and make it look like an accident. Absolutely brilliant.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. You've got it all wrong. No, it really was an accident. Oh, well. Oh, my foot.
And that was no accident.
One of these days, you'll cripple them.
Take cover, chaps. Take cover. The Russians must have sent more lady captains.
No, Flip, don't be such an idiot. Only a thunderstorm.
Must be right over here.
Oh, I thought. Oh, blimey, the Admiral's roof.
It's going to rain.
Permission to leave, sir.
Oh, heavens, the fish, the rain's coming in. What the blazes has happened? They've only just put new lead on my blasted roof.
A shoddy workmanship, sir. Well, if that's all for...
Look at me, I'm all soaked. Oh! Creeping ivy, here comes me blasted ceiling.
Everybody help!
Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips have been buoying up the Navy Knot, written by Laurie White. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant. Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, the Russian trawler captain was Heather Chasen, able seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, the admiral was Teddy Elevens, and his flag lieutenant was played by Michael Bates. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnson.
John Pertwee is now appearing in There's a Girl in My Soup at the Globe Theatre, London. And by the way, some listeners appear to have thought that Chick Murray, the well-known Scottish comedian, is playing the part of Lieutenant Queeg in this series. Well, this is not so. Lieutenant Queeg is just one of the many voices of Ronnie Barker.